In the immediate aftermath of a natural disaster, low-cost communication stations and simple satellite transmitters can help bring much-needed assistance. A coalition called TIDES facilitates that kind of emergency relief and more. Lynn Wells is a TIDES representative.
So TIDES stands for Transportable Infrastructures for Development and Emergency Support. When you think about infrastructure here in the developed country, we turn a light switch and we get power, we have water, we have sewer, we have transportation. In large parts of the third world, you don't have that.
Whether it is populations made homeless by natural disaster, political refugees, or war victims separated from their normal lives, basic forms of support become critical.
We're looking for low-cost, sustainable solutions for these stressed populations.
The U.S. Defense Department recently hosted an event to display low-cost emergency equipment for those stressed populations.
We have seven different kinds of infrastructures. We're looking at shelter, water, power, cooking, heating, lighting, cooling is one, a little sanitation, and a lot of information and communications technologies.
Rotary Club International is a TIDES member and has provided thousands of shelter boxes packed with equipment for victims of natural and man-made disasters. A company called SkyBuilt Power builds easily shipped solar and wind power stations. Pat McCardle spent time in northern Afghanistan before retiring from the U.S. State Department. She now promotes simple solar cookers for those in need.
In this one camp, the women have made 10,000 of these.
Really? These solar cookers?
And then they're also being taught how to make rocket stoves out of tin cans. And they've cut their fuel use by 85-90% with this simple, simple technology.
TIDES is a growing partnership of small and large groups with one goal: to help people live above subsistence levels following disaster. Wells says he hopes events like this will convince more organizations, communities, and governments to buy and provide simple relief and emergency equipment sooner rather than later. Paul Sisko, VOA News.